This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You're going to hear today something I just preached on Sunday, and this is turning into one of my all-time favorite sermons. I've preached it a couple times from years back, and it's just got so much great material in it. This idea, well, it's called If and Then, and that is, well, one day I went back in my Bible and I started circling all the times the word if was in the Bible. And then I put into my computer program the word if to see where all this started. And it all started back in Genesis when God was talking to Cain. And that's where we're going to start this sermon here today. We're going to follow this string of if and then. And we're going to learn during this sermon and throughout this week that other than I will never leave you or forsake you, all the promises of God are conditional. That's what we're going to find out here today. If you'd like a copy of this sermon, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I think you'll enjoy this sermon. It'll play the rest of this week, maybe Monday of next week. We'll wrap it up this weekend at Island Community Church. My good friend, Pastor Ralph Williams, will be bringing the word here this week. You are invited. Love to see you. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. Sunday morning, 10:30, Pastor Ralph Williams will be bringing the Word of God. I invite all of you to come out this weekend. Following weekend after that, I'm going to start the Gospel of Matthew. That'll take us through the end of the year, pretty much, I bet. Here today, though, we're focusing on this if and then. Enjoy today's message. If and then, God's conditional promises. I'm going to be going through this list, and you can pretty much follow along and write notes if you'd like. Number 10 on the back is left blank, and that's deliberate. You know, I once used a Bible of mine. As many of you know, I collect Bibles. Maybe I have 300 Bibles. I'm addicted to the Word. I can't get enough. I collect them. As anyone will tell you, I sniff them. But more important is I do what it says on the inside. Because what good is sniffing them if you don't do what it says? Sniff to your heart's content. It's not going to help you. So one day I got this bug in me. And I went through from Genesis to Revelation, and I circled every time the word if was in my Bible. If. Simple little word. It was quite a project, as you would imagine. And I learned a lot as well. Here's the point, and here's what I learned. Every promise of God is conditional, except for one. Revealed in two different places. I will never leave you or forsake you. That is unconditional. It's not based on what kind of day you have. It's unconditional. Hence the word never. The other, that was Hebrews 13:5.
The other is Matthew 28, 20. Jesus says, lo, I am with you even until the end of the world. That's an unconditional promise. That's not based on how good you do. It's not based on how many sins you commit today. God saved you on your worst day. God demonstrates his own love towards us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It's not based on sin. It's based on his character and the death of his son. That's why the blood's so important. Okay. I will never leave you or forsake you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. God will never leave us. God will never forsake us, but we can forsake him. If and then, listen to this one. If we deny him, then he will deny us. Where's that in the Bible? 2 Timothy 2:12. 2 Timothy 2:12. There's only one person that God ever forsook. You know who that is? Right, Jesus. He said on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So God turned his back on Christ and forsook him, so to speak, so that he wouldn't never have to do the same to you. Okay, now I wanted to do a teaching or a sermon on this recurring theme of if and then. I think you'll find it interesting and informative. There are a few important truths that God wants to reveal to us today. So let's follow this string here of if and then. Find some modern application for it, something to take home with us when we leave here today. Now, I once used my Bible program as well on a computer, and I did a search, and I put in my computer program, I put in the word if. And here is the very first place I found this conditional word. Naturally, it's in the book of Genesis. And it's chapter 4 and verse 7, and we're eavesdropping in on a conversation God had with the world's first killer. His name was Cain. This is the first time you find the word if. It says this, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, then sin is crouching at your door, and its desire is for you. But you must rule over it. Look at this word picture. If you do well, then will you not be accepted? God said to him. This is the first conditional promise in the Bible. The first if in the Bible is a conditional promise of victory over sin. Victory over sin. If you do well, then will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at your door. Can you picture that? Sin personified, hiding behind the door like some lurking monster. For me, it would be Frankenstein, waiting for you, like this, behind the door. Or like when your mother told you, don't look under the bed. Well, maybe she would say it's okay to look under the bed, right? Got that backwards. But Dr. Frankenstein didn't create this monster. Adam and Eve created it. Sin. Their very first two children had to deal with this monster as a result of their sins. Same as children today have to deal with it. And you and I as well, some 6,000 years later, have to deal with the very same monster. Sin. Sin is crouching at your door. And its desire is for you. You've got a bullseye on you. It's for you and for your children. Now, church, this requires a proactive approach. You know, some people do things real easy. I remember when I quit smoking. Some people, my grandmother smoked her whole life. At 80 years old, she goes, oh, well, I guess I'll quit smoking. And that was it. And then there's people like me. For me to quit smoking, I had to take them, throw them on the ground, and do something like this. That's called a Mexican hot dance. Everyone's different. Maybe you can quit like my grandmother. Maybe, Darren, you're the kind of person like me that's got to do the hat dance on it. Everyone's different. Sin is crouching at your door. Now, if God personifies sin as a person, then guess what that means? It means you're in my school of hard knocks now. God's called sin the person, therefore, I can take him out. He's personified as a person. That means he's got a nose and a forehead. He's a person. You can whoop him. It's not an inanimate object. God called him a person. That means I can take him out. If I've got the right weapons, right? And I'm going to take you out. That's the Esposito School of Hard Knocks. Cover your ears, Donna. Wham! You're toast. Because greater is he that is in me. I don't have to sin. I've got the Holy Spirit now. I don't have to sin. I'm no longer a slave of sin. That's what the Bible says. Your victory over sin is conditional. But I want to tell you today, you've got the power to overcome. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You don't have to be a slave of sin anymore. You can be a slave of righteousness. Think about that, right? A slave of righteousness. That is, you're bound to it, to do good every day. You're a slave. You're chained to it. Righteousness. That is, you're itching to go out these doors and do something good. Who wants to be a slave to that?
People say, I don't believe the Bible. There's slavery in the Bible.
That's right. You got to be a slave of something. Either sin and sin, James wrote in James 1:15, when it's finished with you, bringeth forth death, or slave of righteousness. You're chained to it. Either one. Now Jesus will break the chains over here.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, Who Told You That You Were Naked? Is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
God's not going to make you believe. He's already put faith on the inside. He's given you all of these problems, and you have to assure your heart. You have to convince and persuade yourself. You have to become fully persuaded. I bet you I've had over a dozen or two dozen people during the last couple of days come up and said, would you please pray that God would just help me to serve him? I said, no. They look at me like, what's wrong with you? And I said, look, God wants you to serve him more than you want to serve him. You don't have to beg and plead.